The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody.
Good morning.
You do that to me out of cold.
What?
You never tell me what you're going to do.
I know. Well, I just thought you should say hello this morning.
Okay.
And introduce yourself to our listeners.
I don't do well with that. You go right ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan Ellis and Robin over there to my right.
He does this to me. He looks at me and just shuts up and points at me. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to meet Mike one of these days. He's hot.
Good luck.
At least it's a dream.
We come on the air. As we come on the air, Chris turns our microphones on so that you folks could hear it. And his words are, Mike's are hot. Mike's hot. So
I'm going to meet Mike.
Yeah. So, Robin, let me be let me be the first to publicly say, I really like what your stylist did to your hair yesterday.
Thank you. You're so bad. Thank you.
Well, it looks very nice.
Thank you.
You know, it looks very nice.
I haven't. Well, I had COVID hair.
A little bit. I still do. I cut my own hair now during COVID. I had one haircut during COVID, and that was like July a year ago. So, but I've been cutting my own ever since, and you know, since I don't wear it very long, I'm due for one. And then Robin trims my neck a little bit, and that's pretty much it.
Well, so. I hadn't had anything done since before Christmas, and Chris, I'm sitting there in the chair getting it done, and he sends me a meme of Nancy Pelosi saying, "My roots made me do it."
Ooh.
So.
You know, the story of her visiting the closed nail salon with no mask on during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So.
Hair salon.
Yeah.
When I say nail salon.
Yes.
Hair salon. Nail salon's where you got COVID.
Don't even get going. I swear, we had the biggest fight this week about...
Never mind.
Oh.
How are you doing, Chris?
I can't complain.
That's good. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, in case anybody's listening. And
we just talk.
We do, but we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And we have a guest coming on at 6, Chris. I forgot to put that on your little cheat sheet
there. Did you get a hold of him yesterday?
Yeah, we talked a long time last night. Fellow's name is Mark Ledford, and he's the son of Big Al Ledford, who whose fishing rockfish tournament goes off next Sunday out of Oxford and benefits the Oxford Volunteer Fire Department, where Big Al was a well-known fireman
he was a great friend of mine.
Enthusiastic fisherman, a good friend of Robin's, so we're kind of helping out the community here by promoting that little tournament, and hopefully people can support the Oxford Fire Department. There's a great after party at the weigh-in at a local restaurant in Oxford. It's Doc's, right?
Doc's Sunset Grill.
Doc's Sunset Grill, yes.
Which I've been going to since I was a kid, except it's gone through about four hands.
Oh, that's all right. Anyway, it's, you know, party time with Bird Dog and the Road Kings. And
It's on a dock with beautiful water views. And
Mark was telling me they got a lot of nice stuff for silent auctions and giveaways and raffles and things like that.
Silent auctions.
Oh, good God. Yes, I know. So anyway, but that's the 23rd, that, you know, so we'll get you some information on how to sign up for that. We put it on our Facebook page yesterday to kind of preview the show. We also mentioned that we're going to talk about giving away the fishing lure package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. And, you know, he's eventually going to go into the retail business or whatever with his lures. So it's going to work just like he'll be here the second hour. Mark will be here on at the 6 a.m. hour. And he will, you know, he's given away a bunch of his handmade, hand-painted lures, kind of a little promotion. So to help the
and
radio
how
show.
How often are we giving them away?
And end of each month, just end like the muzzleloader okay. contest. So that's another, you know, if anybody's familiar with our muzzleloader contests over the last 10 years or so, you call in, you leave your number with Chris, you go on the air with me or and Robin and say, hey, how you doing? Just want to get in the contest or ask a question or make a comment. And then, you know.
But you don't have to say anything except hi.
Exactly. Well, you know, I encourage people to talk about
the
outdoors.
I know, but I want everybody who wants to sign up and not be scared they have to have a whole conversation if they don't want to. They can say hi.
See, I was wishing I wouldn't have to have a whole conversation with you, but. It's very simple. Anyway, Chris will take care of that on his end, and we'll just go from there. Anyway, tomorrow, however, those of you who are deer hunters in our crowd, and I hope some of you are out turkey hunting today. Some people probably tagged out already. I haven't been yet. We will be at Schrader's Outdoors, and that's in Henderson, Maryland, in Caroline County.
Beautiful place.
Nice place, yeah. Well, you wouldn't recognize it now because Schrader's is getting ready to move. They purchased another place.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, and that place has come under the influence of the, I can't remember what you call them. It's a sand pit, sand and gravel people next door. So they're already excavating on the grounds. But the sporting clays range is still there. The 3D course is still there and so forth. But
that's a beautiful building.
I know, but, well, the building's still there, too. But they're getting ready to transition is my point. You'll see some excavation when you drive
Where
in.
Are they moving to?
You know, I can't say for sure. I don't remember. And it hasn't, I was told, but I don't know if I want to, am I allowed to tell? But either way, we'll be there at the club.
I'm sure they're going on to bigger and better things.
We will be there. Yes. Yes, we will. When are we going there, Robin? You totally went out of my mind. Tomorrow, right?
I'm not helping you after that.
Tomorrow from 10 to 4. We'll have at least three of our bucks, bears, stags measures there. We're going to be measuring white-tailed deer, hopefully some Sika deer, hopefully some bear skulls if anybody wants to show up with a Maryland bear, a Maryland whitetail, or Maryland Sika deer, and are curious about having it measured. We're going to have that done. And you can look at the Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page for some details. You can look at the Bucks, Bears, Stags website at BBS Events, and you'll see where we're going to be the next couple months. So, and we're always looking to do more events. So, anyway, if you'd like to get in the contest, two ways. You can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll put you in the contest. And then the second way is the way we mentioned first, which is give us a call here at 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. You know the number, Robin?
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
I got cut it sign, okay? So I'm cutting it.
Only because I didn't want to look stupid because I didn't know where Schrader's was moving to. But that's okay. You don't mind making me look stupid on the air.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Exactly. Chris, do we have any callers on the line to rescue me?
No, sir. The lines are empty. Did you get that message, that email that I sent you?
No.
Okay.
About what?
It was about how they are expecting, and I think it was in Kentucky, how they're expecting a bumper crop of wild turkeys in about a year or two as a result of the cicada emergence.
Oh, that's interesting. Honestly.
Because what will happen is the turkeys obviously won't have to go very far to get food because they're going to be munching on the cicadas.
Yeah, no kidding.
And as a result, they're not going to be moving. Therefore, the predators that go after the turkeys are going to leave them alone. And therefore, the turkeys will also be able to nest and do what they normally do uninterrupted. So they expect, at least in Kentucky and maybe some other places where brood X is expected to blossom, that there's going to be an abundance of turkeys.
Well, that's an interesting way to put things together.
Well, you know, it's weird because I was reading Eastern Shore is not going to get that many.
That's right. That's what you said the other day. Mm-hmm. What,
we weren't on the high. We are not on the high population list.
Yeah, but over on this side of the bridge,
yeah, you all are getting
that, and then a little further south is supposed to be where it's the most concentrated.
Right. That's what I'm, they don't like coming across the bridge either.
Yeah, I know they don't want to pay the toll. Have you seen many yet, Chris?
One morning when I left here, I was walking towards the house, and in the sidewalk, I saw something. I bent down, and I picked it up, and it's like, oh, it was a larvae. So it hadn't crawled up the tree, and it hadn't split its shell, but they are making an emergence. I just haven't seen them, and the numbers that I know is just going to explode here in the next couple of days, because one of the things that has to happen for them to come out en masse is the ground temperature has to remain a constant 64 degrees.
And we haven't had that overnight
at
all.
No.
We haven't had it. So.
You know, I remember being a little kid and going around and picking them off the trees. I had more fun listening to them and picking out, you know.
And now you're afraid to look at them.
I'm not afraid to look at them. Well, let's go. Cicadas don't bother me.
Let's go pick some off the trees over in the Western Shore someday.
I will. I don't care. Well, that doesn't bother me.
Supposedly they're a great source of protein, but you got to get them as soon as that shell cracks.
You good with that, Rob? We'll go catch a bunch and.
You can catch all you want. There's none going. Consumed.
No omelet.
No cicada omelet.
I think cicada onions and cheese would make a great omelet.
Why not? I mean, people used to eat chocolate covered grasshoppers and ants.
I've eaten chocolate covered ants; they don't bother me.
Okay,
like
so what's a cicada? Just a little bit more.
Why didn't you eat that one that was in here last night? He was like an appetizer size.
Yes, he was. This ant was the size of a.
He was big ant. So.
But no, there's something about it. I was watching one of those bizarre. My guy Zimmern.
Yeah,
Andrew Zimmern. And I saved it for Alan because it's a really interesting way to carp fish, and I want him to see it. But they were eating some really weird things.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Zimmern always does.
In fact, I was thinking about Glenn when I was watching it.
Why?
Because they were hunting crow, and he always talks about wanting to hunt crow.
Okay.
And they were showing you how to make certain dishes out of crow.
I imagine crow would be, you know,
they say it's tough, but you have to know how to cook it.
4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie.
But they had crow meat wrapped in bacon with barbecue sauce on it.
Crow wrapped in bacon with barbecue sauce?
Mm-hmm.
You do that. You can do that with just about anything.
And it tastes good.
It still tastes good. Bacon wrapped cicada.
I don't like barbecue sauce.
Well,
you know that.
We use drawn butter for yours.
No, but I was going to say we went to that place the other day, and I actually liked their homemade barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to make it.
Made with coffee. Coffee.
We're going to try to.
Coffee barbecue sauce. So that was probably one of the best meals we've had out in a long time.
It was wonderful, Chris.
Yep. So we went to a place a couple weeks ago, a purportedly wonderful seafood place. We could barely eat the food. I'm not going to name any names on either occasion, but, you know, the difference between one and the other was just incredible, incredible.
I'm trying to remember where that was.
Okay. That was in Anne Arundel County. You'll think about it.
Paul's clueless.
Paul's on the line. Let's talk to Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Hi, Paul. Save him.
Good morning, Alan. That's why I'm calling.
Why? Save me?
Well, yeah. I've been listening to you. I just heard you just a few seconds ago.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, where's that one place moving to, Alan? Is it bigger and better places?
Paul, whose side are you on, brother?
Oh, no. Trust me, Alan. I got to compliment you. Women are like that.
Like what?
And by the way, don't take any, I don't want Robin to hate me, but by the way, then.
You do know she's listening, right? You know she's listening, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's listening. That's what women do. And by the way, they have what's called selective listening, selective hearing.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That is the pot call of the kettle black when it comes to selective hearing.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you know, what you can do, Alan, is ask her if she wants to play a game and say the game is called backhand, front hand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then she'll say, what's that, Alan? Just say, all you have to do is just say backhand or front hand. And, you know, when she says, she'll probably say, okay, I'll take backhand. And you just give her a backhand.
Oh, no, we don't do that. No, we don't do that.
But sorry. I was trying to help him out by saying it was bigger and better because I was trying to get you out of it.
You seemed like you were just kind of.
I did tell her the other day.
I didn't know he didn't know.
I did tell her the other day she seemed to be drawing on her eyebrows a little bit too high.
Huh?
Well, you look surprised. So.
What? Never mind.
I'm trying to slide in a dumb joke, but that's okay.
I don't think that's working either, Alan.
Not really. So.
I'm one of those weird women who's never messed with her eyebrows.
Nope. She hasn't.
I don't have. I mean, I don't. I'm very.
You don't have much eyebrows. Mm-mm. So, but the painting them on is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of women don't. By the way, the this new contest.
Yes.
So this person does handmade fishing lures.
Hand painted fishing lures. Ones. Yes, hand painted crankbaits and things like that, and then he rigs his own spinners. It depends on the package. It could be a perch package. It could be a rockfish package. It could be a bass package. And he rigs his own tandem rigs and spinners and crankbait or spinner baits and things like that, as well as hand paints the crankbaits and rattle baits. So
hand painted lures, does he sell them?
Occasionally, he's getting ready to retire here shortly, and then he'll be selling them eventually. So
I see. Well, yep. I'm sure the. Fantastic.
This is just kind of introducing them to people, and they are absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, we had them on our Facebook page a couple of posts ago. I don't know if you're on social media or not, Paul, but we have we put them up there for the folks to take a look at, and we appreciate folks that like our pages. You know, you go to Ellis Outdoors and you click on all the things, and then like those Facebook pages. It's
I see. So it's Ellis Outdoors.
Ellis Outdoors is our main page, and then there are five logos on that page. One is Maryland Hunting Quarterly, one is Bucks, Bears, Stags, one is Maryland Loves Crabs, one is Geestern Shore, and one is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And Ellis Outdoors homepage is the front door to the radio show. When you click on the radio show, it takes you inside the radio show website, and it talks about the show and Meet Me and photos and contact information, and then that's where you also find the podcasts as well of every week's show. So they're pretty much up to date, thanks to Chris and Bulldog Brian Tilton. Chris has been aiding him and getting those podcasts up there in a really, really good, timely manner. So we don't have to wait till the middle of the end of the next week to listen to the podcast. Right, Chris?
Well, I'm not much of a podcaster, but I'll go ahead and I'd like to. I'm on my Facebook, so I'll go ahead.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, cool.
That's cool, yeah.
I'll go ahead and, check out.
Yep. Appreciate that.
Very much so. And then you can see what the lures look like.
We have five or six Facebook pages, and you can see what the lures look like. It's Outdoorsman Radio Show. If you do a little search on your Facebook search, and just like the page, and you'll get all the updates.
In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'll email you a picture of, I think I mailed you, I might have mailed you those yellow perch my cousin caught up on Lake Huron.
No, I didn't, I haven't seen those.
Mierpin County, but he also caught a Chinook, Alan, that was, I don't know, that thing had to be the size of his torso.
Oh my gosh, that's a big salmon. Yep, well, big salmon. So.
He's built like a the guy's built like a tank anyhow. So you know, to hoist it up was, because I was thinking, man, I don't, that thing had to be a 20 pound or something, or something like that. I don't know, 15 pound salmon.
Cool.
But I'll send those to you and I'll go.
All right, I appreciate that.
That sounds awesome,
Paul. Thank you so much. We've got to move along. Got other
calls. Paul, thank you for the call. Saving him and dumping on me. It's okay.
Have a great Memorial Day, you too.
You
too. Bye bye.
And Chris, bye.
Bye bye. Good morning.
Oh, he's nice. I like
good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm well also. And Mrs. Ellis, I hope you are well also.
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. I was calling. I heard your Chris talking about turkeys
grooming
in Kentucky. Well, I'm a truck driver, and I drive through Kentucky quite a bit, and I will tell you, Kentucky's already booming with turkeys.
Oh, really?
Turkeys in Kentucky, yes.
Well, we have lots here. Just got to find them. We have you know.
Yep.
We have fields full of turkeys down here in Talbot County. They're out, you know, all the time, and there's no access to the farms, of course, unless you're a family member. But you know, it's just interesting to see them, and you know, I like watching them. I've just never gotten bitten by the turkey bug. I mean, I like to hunt them, but I've never really gotten, you know, die hard into that.
Yeah, I'm moving to West Virginia in about 5 months, so I got a buddy down there. He's quite the turkey hunter, so I'm hoping he'll help me with the ins and outs of turkey hunting.
Well, there you go. Good for you. Good for you. So,
well, you all take care and have a great day.
You do the same.
You
thanks,
have a
Chris.
Super day.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Glenn, and then we'll take our first break.
Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Rob.
Was thinking about you yesterday when I was watching that in the...
Yeah.
It was really interesting.
So how you been?
Good day. Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Other day I was with my daughter and going to Chestown, and because I was on the opposite side of the car from where she saw a turkey came out onto the road, or beside the road there, and then turned around, went back in.
Yep. I had one run across in front of me the other day, and I can't remember where it was. I have no idea. This week has been kind of a blur. I've been on the road everywhere in Maryland this week delivering magazines, and it's just been – I told Robin, I just talked to somebody the other day about something, and I can't even remember who it was.
I actually had to ask him to stay home today with me.
Yeah, it's been a long week. So.
He needs to get off the road for one day. He was exhausted. He was tired. And I said, let's just have a nice, quiet day grilling outside today. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good one.
Yep. So.
Maybe we can get a crow.
Yeah.
Try grilling that.
And cook it in Glenn's honor.
Yes.
I don't think they're in season quite yet. But.
Not yet. You're right.
August.
Yep. You're right.
I didn't even know there was a crow season.
There
that
is a crow season. They're actually categorized as a songbird. Did you know that?
Crows?
Crows.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Really. You know, I would
look at them as the comedians of the...
There used to be a... Oh, I heard a story, and we'll have to contact our buddy Matt Sell out there in Western Maryland. He says there's actually a difference between field crows and river crows.
Field crows and river crows.
Yep, two like subspecies.
Huh.
We'll have to check that one out, too.
I'm looking it up right
now.
Hey,
look, he's a biologist. I'm not going to argue with him until I, you know.
So you can prove it.
So he can prove it. So, but anyway, I don't know if they mix like, you know, migratory and non-migratory birds or how that all works. But, yeah, they are classified as songbirds.
That's kind of neat, you know, because I always just think of them as this big black pain in the... Took us. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's really kind of interesting that they actually people.
Yeah, they do serve a purpose. I mean, I think they do. I'm not sure what, but they serve a purpose for sure. So, hey, Glenn, buddy, thanks for the call.
Right.
You stay in touch, and we'll be talking.
Fine.
What's that?
So I hope everybody is fine.
Everybody's fine. If you get a chance, swing over to Schrader's tomorrow over there in Henderson, and you can watch our guys measure up some big deer.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So, see what happens.
Yeah, stop by, Glenn, if you can.
Right now, I'm just with this sort of gas crunch on, some people don't want to
travel. Yeah, I know. I think that's going to ease up here real soon. I didn't have trouble anywhere buying gas in Maryland. I bought a lot of it this week. So,
mm-hmm. I heard there were some places, but
there are. D.C.'s one of them. Yeah. I think 23 gas stations are out of gas in D.C., so who knows?
Well, I heard there's a few places. I think one place was around Chestertown for a little bit. They were out. I'm not sure. Maybe a certain brands, I guess.
It could be. So, but I really wasn't that concerned about it in all my travels. I didn't have any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So, but I mean, the price took a jump from you know, the 20-30 cents a gallon. So that wasn't very fun. But when you need gas to make a living, you need gas to make a living. So.
Yeah.
And then you have the crazy people that put it in Walmart bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
Yeah, there's a video out there. There's a woman filling up a Walmart bag with gasoline, and she picks the bag. It's raining, and she's got the bag sitting on the ground. So once she gets it to a certain fill point, she picks it up. And, of course, like those bags tend to do, that had a hole in the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what did she do? She set it back down on the ground. She went in her car. She got the second Walmart bag. She filled the first one up, pulled it up, double bagged it, tied the top shut, and put it in her trunk.
I'll tell you something. With all these people that I saw, number one, I hope nobody ever gets me on camera doing something that stupid. I hope I never do anything that stupid. But you know the potential explosive situations could happen if people back ended some of these cars?
It becomes a bomb.
Well, I didn't want to use the word bomb because people freak out. But yes.
I heard that guy somewhere was using his hand sanitizer, and he smoked a cigarette and blew up the car.
I just saw it yesterday.
I heard that. Yeah, I saw that. Interesting.
Okay, before we let Chris, I know we got to go to thing, but before we let Glenn go, there are actually five types of crows. Hmm. There's an American crow, a fish crow, so maybe that's what he was talking about, the river crow, a northwestern crow, and then there's a Hawaiian crow, which is really kind of extinct now, so they don't talk about it a whole lot. Yeah, and then there's a Tamaulipas crow, which used to be common only in landfills in Brownsville, Texas. And that's from the Audubon Society.
Well, the Audubon Society should know.
Yeah.
Hey, I learn all kinds of stuff on the show.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Glenn, have a great day.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. So it's fishing time, and why am I getting feedback?
I'm getting feedback from you.
How's that? Any better?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is on mine.
How's that? There we go. Chris, can you still hear me okay?
You've fallen into the background.
Any better there?
There we go.
All right. Well, I had to turn the button because I was hearing my own voice in my ears. Not that that's such a bad thing.
I was hearing it too.
So that apparently that's a bad thing. But it's fishing season is here and crabbing season is here. And where you can go for your supplies is, of course, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They have everything for rockfish, the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, the parachutes, and all of that. And any other type of fish you'd like to do, they have live and frozen bait, the licenses, the rod repairs, the lures, the hooks, the terminal tackle, everything for perch, trout, panfish, and bass as well. Kids fishing combos. All trolling lures, like the Clark Spoons and the Sea Striker planers, if you are looking for those for later in the fall, summer, fall, when the Spanish mackerel come in, they've got that. They've got pen reels. They've got Pfluger and Shakespeare rods and reels. And they have a bunch of other rods as well that will serve many purposes. So why not check it out? You can save on, save your spools, and once they're empty, take them in and get them filled up with fresh line. And you can go to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, I haven't stopped by Backyard Billy's in a couple of weeks, and I need to do that. Here real soon. I'll probably do that this week. But you've put it off long enough. And last year's COVID pandemic kept everybody close to home, and you were looking at your yard and you're saying, if I put a table right there, we could have steamed crabs every weekend in the summer. Or if I put a grill on my deck, you know, I can go outside and enjoy my deck and get one of those big umbrellas and you know, have it, the shade and all that. You can do all that stuff. Do all that stuff. All at Backyard Billy's is where you find everything for that. They've got a giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see all that when you drive by on Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll see swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard available to be delivered with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger. Those are pellet grills. The Big Green Egg and the Kamado Joe, which are grills and smokers. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas that I previously spoke about. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
High pressure will continue to build in as we go through our Saturday. That high will then slide offshore later today, bringing in a southerly flow, and our temperatures today, a little above average. Now, we will see mostly sunny skies, mid to upper 70s tonight. Clouds build in late, overnight low 52. Tomorrow, we're looking at more clouds, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm. We'll get up to 72 degrees. Slight chance for showers Monday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done. And you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment.
Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot, whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll.
I was reading about the guy that wrote the lyrics to this the other day. And when Andy Griffith debuted, they decided to go without the lyrics and go with the whistling part.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Interesting, huh?
I love that show. Yeah. Love it. We need more stuff like that nowadays.
Yeah, but you notice everybody was happy on that show. You know why? They were all single. The only married couple on that show, the only married guy on that show was the drunk.
Otis?
I think you're
Otis,
right.
Yeah, Otis was the only married guy on the show, and he was always drunk.
You know what? What?
Yeah, you know why.
I never thought about that. That's true. There I just went through all in my head. No,
none of them were married. Nope.
Wow.
And that's why the town was so happy. I want to talk about the Conowingo Dam. I go over that every now and then. I was over a couple times this past week, over top. And I like to kind of take a quick look and see if I see any eagles in the air, and I did. And, of course, there's a lot of cormorants down there in the rocks. But there's one good thing that's going on, and if you've ever seen this up close, it's pretty interesting. It's the fish lift. There's a story about the fish lift and what they're doing with invasive species. The Conowingo Dam employs fish lifts to help migrating fish species navigate the Susquehanna River to their spawning ground. So the lifts were installed as kind of a substitute to a more expensive fish ladder. You know, spawning fish like salmon and shad can climb a fish ladder, but they can't get over the series of dams on the Susquehanna River, which has led to a decline in their population. So the fish lift was put there to help substitute their, you know, for an expensive fish ladder. So these fish swim into the fish lift. The lift comes up every so many minutes and lifts the fish up into a place where a DNR employee or an Exelon employee can stand in there with his waders on and sort through the fish. I mean, they can drain it, and then it just, you know, they can pick out the different types of fish. Well, they've been catching a lot of snakeheads, and so what's happening, invasive catfish like the flatheads and the blue cats. So what's happening now, through a public-private partnership between Maryland Department of Natural Resources and the dam owner Exelon Corporation, the power company, the Maryland Department of Agriculture and local seafood wholesaler J.J. McDonald and Company, the invasive fish pulled from the Conowingo are going to local food banks and for scientific research while reducing the number of destructive species in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. The fish lifts were installed on the east and west side of the Conowingo decades ago to allow critical passage of migratory fish. As I've previously said, Exelon works closely with state and federal agencies to help these species access traditional spawning areas above the dam. To help limit the spread of aquatic invasive species, state and federal resources agencies requested that Exelon temporarily halted operations of the fish lift for the 2021 season. Exelon has been operating a trap and transport program on the West Fish Lift. The West Fish Lift consists of a series of gates and channels of water designed specifically to attract and trap fish in the tank-like hopper that is then lifted into the air and over a sorting tank. The water and fish are released, and tank biologists contracted by Exelon manually sort the fish, picking out shad and river herring. Those fish are put in holding tanks and then trucked in portable tanks upstream. The spring spawning migration coincides with the time that snakeheads are known to travel longer distances in the watershed. As workers are sorting fish, they're also moving invasive species, snakeheads, blue cats, and flathead cats, and hold them in a refrigerated trailer, and they're transported off-site by DNR Fishing and Boating Service staff. Despite the challenges invasive species have brought, we remain committed to working with DNR and controlling the threat and operating in an environmentally responsible manner, including implementing creative solutions to ensure the safe passage of fish during the spawning season, Conowingo Dam plant manager Dusty McCowan said. And on it goes. So the snakeheads are being caught, kept, and then donated to through the whole fish wholesaler to, I guess, food banks and so forth. I didn't read the whole thing, but I guess I should have. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're giving away fish and lures at the end of the month, a nice fishing package put together by Tackle Box Tim Sherman. Tomorrow, bucks, bears, stags, measures will be coming from all across the state, north and south, to measure white-tailed deer, Sika deer, and black Maryland black bear skulls at Schrader's Hunting in Henderson, Schrader's Outdoors. It's a clubhouse there. There's a sporting clays range and a 3D archery range. And we also know there's going to be a 3D archery shoot in conjunction, not in conjunction with that, but at this just a scheduling thing. So that'll be interesting. There'll be some bow hunters there and some archers that we'll be, you know, talking with those folks. So bucks, bears, stags. Tomorrow's the event at Schrader's Outdoors. I've got a nice rack here at the house of a young man from Talbot County that took a deer in Caroline County, and that was on our Facebook page the other day as well. It's a beautiful, beautiful mature buck. So Dad said he was watching it for a couple of weeks in anticipation of the season, and his son was able to take that deer on Youth Day, which was a very nice deer. So that's there. We'll be measuring that. And we know of a couple others that are going to be there. And so nice to know. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And Paul did send a picture here today on Lake Huron. So look at that. Oh, look at that salmon.
Which one?
That one.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yep, that's big salmon.
That here.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yep. We need to do that. We need to go up and troll Lake Ontario for some salmon or
I
some
just want to go away somewhere.
Brown trout or some,
you
know, yep. So we've done that trip a couple times. That's a lot of fun. Light tackle trolling for trout and salmon, where they use light line and they don't use the downriggers to go very deep. And you're 100 feet when you're trolling for salmon, but they're in the top 20 feet of the water column when they're trolling for the trout. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like a fresh trout.
I would love to catch one of those.
Well, let's go. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. How you doing over there, Chris? You doing all right? Oh, he's screening a call.
Yeah, you got to send those pictures to Chris so he can see.
I will. I'll send them to him. So, thanks, Paul, for the pictures. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. That is gorgeous. You've got me wanting to go.
Yep. You know, we had a buddy, Dave, and talked to Dave the other day, and I meant to ask him who the outfitter was that they went with when they went to Niagara Falls. They did a walleye trip and caught some gorgeous walleyes. So we'll have to do that too. So I'm glad you're feeling better and you want to start to fish again.
I am so ready.
Good. So here we are. We're in our back room. We're less than 6 feet apart. We've both been vaccinated. Do we have to? Can we take these masks off?
If you're sitting here with a mask on, I'm getting up.
Well, it's very confusing. You know, I've been in places where people have taken the mask sign down off their doors. You know?
Really?
Yeah. They said they're tired of it, you know? So who knows? It's very confusing to me. All right. Let's see. Second break fast. I think I know what that means.
So yes, we also have a
we have Mark on the line. Yeah, I know we do, Mark. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for taking my telephone call.
No problem, buddy. What's up?
I know that you mentioned it before at the top of the show, and I think I missed it, but for anyone, for the listeners and myself, I was just wondering, to what extent and to what effect are the cicadas or the locusts or whatever, once they birth from underground and they start swarming and all that, how's that affect hunting and all that? What's that do? How does it...
As far as, well, I mean,
you know, does it scare?
No, it doesn't. No. Everything in nature's fine. I mean, you know, if you get a thousand cicadas that happen to swarm, I mean, you might alarm a deer for a minute or two, something like that. But turkeys love them. They know they're full of protein and good to eat. You know, fish love them. So I don't think it has any long term effect. It's actually a short term event. It only lasts a couple weeks over the summer, and then it's done for 13 years or however long. So,
oh, that's good. Just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there's always cicadas here. You can always hear cicadas in the summer. It's just not these. Just not this 13-year cicada.
They hang out in the trees a lot, don't they? And they sing at night.
Yes, correct. Absolutely right. So.
Oh boy.
Could okay.
Have to buy myself a set of earplugs.
Yeah, that's up to you, Mark. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. Got to go.
Have a super day.
Yep.
Bye
bye. So. Let's see. I missed my cheat sheet here. That's what I was looking for. You know, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is where we were on the 24th, and their shop is open. It's beautiful. I was in there the other day. They're in Edgewater. They invite you to their new location. It's on 3137 Solomon's Island Road. Couldn't think of the name of the road the other day. Route 2. On the northbound side near the Advance Auto Parts, call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has a new hunting department complete with Hoyt, Prime, and Matthews bows and accessories and more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rig trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. See it all at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. For more information, call 410-956-0300, 410-956-0300. Hey, Waterman. Bring your license for your discount at Bay Country Crabbing Supply, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Backyard Billies. Well, you have a beautiful fireplace in your house that you never use. We did, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billies. Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. It was about this time of the year, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because we had it installed over the summertime. Robin and I selected Backyard Billies to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and they did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billies carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billies, or stock up on your pellets. They're in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather that's sure to come at the end of the year. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So, does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's my guy Mike again.
Mike?
Mike, he's back.
Mike's hot. So, Robin, we got about a minute or so.
Uh-huh.
Anything you'd like to say to the folks that you don't say? Well,
never mind. It's going to be my ending anyway. I got to come up with something good.
You want me to do it?
No.
Well, then I would suggest you think of something good as quick as possible, quickly as possible. Or the music's going to be over.
Okay. Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Have a beautiful day. It looks gorgeous out there. And don't put gas in anything stupid.